Welcome to Missouri Corn Talk, your go-to weekly agriculture podcast, delivering fast, reliable updates on market development efforts, ethanol demand, and the issues shaping today's corn industry. I'm your host, David Geiger. While growers focus on raising a crop, Missouri corn is working around the world to ensure strong demand. One of the key partners in that effort is the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council, which has boots on the ground in more than 50 countries helping to promote U.S. corn and corn co-products. Joining us today is Dylan Rozier, Vice President of the Missouri Corn Growers Association and a corn farmer over in Mound City, Missouri. Dylan also serves on the Board of Directors for the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council and recently represented Missouri corn growers on the Corn Crop Rollout Tour and at international meetings focused on expanding export demand. Today we're talking about what he's seeing on the ground, why those partnerships matter, and what it all means for farmers here at home. Dylan, thanks so much for joining us. And for growers who may not follow the export side quite as closely, what is the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council, and why is Missouri Corn so invested in this partnership?
Yeah, thanks. Missouri Corn is very invested in the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council because that's really our boots in the ground across the world as far as our exports go. And if you kind of look at the current situation in the ag economy domestically, our exports is certainly a bright spot, and we really lean into that relationship and build those relationships with the Grains Council because we're getting a lot of return for our buck in that across the globe.
Now, you were on that corn crop rollout tour, as well as international meetings, including a conference in South Korea that was focused on wet milling. What is the goal of these trade missions and what stood out to you? But first, could you just describe what wet milling is for folks?
Yeah, so I'm by no means an expert in the wet milling industry, but it's certainly a little different than like a dry mill. So you think of like feed for the livestock industry, most of that's going through like a dry mill of some kind. The wet milling side is more for food products and a lot of other like industrial products that we use corn in. So in the wet milling process, they actually separate all the elements of the kernel out, and through these plants and the processes within the plants, they can utilize all the different parts of the kernel for whatever different industries that can utilize those. And we see a lot of those in our products that we use every day.
So when you were dealing with that, what really stood out to you while also just talking about corn products from the U.S. and how they can be a part of South Korea's corn industry?
Right. So on the wet milling side, why U.S. corn is so good for the wet milling industry, not only in South Korea, but worldwide, is because of the corn that we grow here. It's a soft endosperm corn, and it's more efficient in their plants. So their plants on their end can make more money by using our corn, as opposed to some of our competitors, like in South America. They use a hard endosperm corn, and it's harder to process in their plants. And therefore, we get a little bit better efficiency out of it. And if they know how to use our product, then it's better for them in the end game too. And that goes back to some of the quality issues that we battle, which is really why it's important for us to go over there. Is by the time our grain gets to like South Korea, sometimes our grain doesn't look as good as like a South American grain. So it's really important for us to be out there in front of it, explain how good our product is, and that just because of the way it looks doesn't mean that it's going to process at a lower value compared to our competitors.
You know, in broadcasting, we're told to show, not tell. That sounds a lot like what you guys were doing there in Seoul at this conference. Could you go more into detail on why that concept is important for the U.S. corn industry?
What always strikes me every time I've been on a corn quality rollout like this is it's a very small number of people who are really actually buying our products. And if you can get our face as a grower in front of those people and they can have a connection clear back to the farm of where those products are coming, that resonates with everywhere in the world that I've been. And that helps us build that relationship, and that helps us kind of temper some of those issues that may come up down the road, or if our prices go up. Obviously these markets are also price sensitive as well, but that helps us weather that storm a little bit. That's only one of the issues that's, you know, why it's really important for us to be out in front of it.
So you are a farmer and you were in Seoul, South Korea, sitting across the table from international buyers. What's the farmer perspective there? What were some of your questions? What did they ask you?
Yeah, so as a farmer sitting there, I had a lot of questions actually on just some of our policies domestically and some of the political environment. Honestly, some of those questions kind of caught me off guard a little bit. I wasn't expecting those. But it's always interesting to see that, our buyers from around the world, I mean, they're in tune with some of our policies and some of our politics, even in rural America, because they see that can affect their business on their end as it comes down to what they're buying. So that was some of the questions that kind of caught me off guard a little bit. We also had a lot of questions on planting projections and how much corn we thought we were going to plant in 2026. They're really interested to know that and kind of see the perspective of the farmer on what we were thinking. So we had a lot of questions on that.
They are in tune with what's going on in U.S. news. We have seen some encouraging export news pretty recently, including strong purchases from South Korea and growth in places like El Salvador. What do these wins mean for the overall corn economy, corn demand?
Yeah, so South Korea was a really positive area for us this last export marketing year. They imported, it was like over $2.3 billion worth of corn and co-products, and that was a record for them. I mean, that just kind of shows the value in a relationship like that with a country like that likes our product. Because there's not a, domestically, there's not an easy button to just push here and us to turn on that kind of demand for our products. So I think you see some of the work of the council, how important that is to really value a customer like that. And that's just one country that was very positive this year. We're seeing growth on the ethanol side, especially some good progress in Asia, some down in Central America as well. Some of those markets are really growing or putting in blending mandates, and that could be a big plus for us down the road as well.
Dylan, Missouri Corn is a long-standing partner with the council, investing checkoff dollars into this work. So why is it important to actually be in these markets and shaking hands?
Yeah, I always like to boil it back down to being a farmer and looking at it from that perspective. When I'm at home and you're neck deep in the middle of planting or harvest, you don't have time to, think about or really worry about what our export partners are doing. That's just really hard. And I think it's really important that those associations at Missouri Corn and then at the national level, we got the U.S. Grains Council, that they are there daily working on that. And they're doing that for you. And your checkup dollars help that, and they help your markets, and they help support our prices that we get. And there's no way that we could do that ourselves, is my personal opinion. And that's by far our biggest payback on our checkup dollars that we spend, in my opinion, is the investment in the U.S. Grains Council.
What is your message to Missouri growers about staying engaged, supporting market development efforts, and what really matters when it comes to corn investment?
I guess my message would be that, there's not very many of us out there, and your voice really does matter, and people are interested. They're interested in your opinion, and they're interested in what you do, and it doesn't take very many of us to really speak our story that really resonates with our buyers. And that can make a difference way down the road too. So I would strongly suggest getting involved and keeping up to date with what Missouri Corn's doing, and reach out to us if you want to, ever be involved in any way. By all means, you're more than welcome.
Dylan, anything you'd like to add about the topic, about your visit to South Korea?
I would just say a very grateful to be over there, grateful for the market that they have consistently been for us. And I think it's really important that we do these kind of programs. I think that investment is well worth it, and we're certainly seeing the returns for it right now.
Dylan Rozier is the vice president of the Missouri Corn Growers Association, also a Missouri corn farmer from Mound City, talking about how Missouri Corn and the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council are working together to grow demand and open doors for U.S. corn around the world. Dylan, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for listening. With Missouri Corn Talk, I'm your host, David Geiger. This podcast is made possible by the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council and the Missouri Corn Growers Association. Learn more about the programs working on your behalf at mocorn.org or on our social channels.